This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, hour number two. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers out there, the over-the-road drivers, the men and the women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we talked to last hour about Dr. Fauci, Dr. Senator Rand Paul rift, and we're going to get into more of that because there's all kinds of reports coming in about that. But we first need to let everybody know that during our last segment, we did receive a report from Africa. The United States military has launched airstrikes against Al-Shabaab in Somalia. That's significant because we have not done that under the Biden administration. So they're expanding the war in Africa, which doesn't surprise me because I knew Africa was the next front we were going to have to get involved in. You and I have talked about that, and I've talked about with many of our military guests, too.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the Al-Shabaab group, as you mentioned before, has the links to Al-Qaeda, of course.
Yep.
And now they've been carrying out bombings against military bases, but also against places like hotels and schools,
right,
both in Somalia and in the surrounding areas as well. So, yeah, they are the bad guys, no doubt about it.
And they've been involved in kidnapping, too, taking kids and whatnot and well, they do that for their slave traffic. They're human trafficking.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's as worse as you think it is and more.
All right. Now, conservative talk radio host Salem's Larry Elder has filed a lawsuit challenging a decision by the California election officials to block him from running in the state's September 14th recall election, saying that he's the target of political shenanigans by Sacramento Democrats. That may or may not be true, but where do you think that's going to go?
Well, Larry Elder has been very confident that he's going to be on the ballot, and of course they are challenging this, and he says he'll go, you know, all the way with this, essentially to the California Supreme Court, essentially, that talked about this law that was passed before that was really designed to get Donald Trump to have to reveal his tax returns. And as I recall earlier, Larry Elder was saying that it's unclear if this law would even apply to a recall election. So there's a lot of these things that are going to go into the hopper. But, of course, there's this other issue that the tax returns that he did submit that were rejected for some reason by the Secretary of State's office, they're saying that the reasons were vague and unclear as to why they were being rejected. So there's a lot of politics happening here, Captain. Tells me that maybe somebody somewhere is a little nervous about what this recall election is really going, how it's really going to come out.
Well, a lot of people are saying that, not just Larry Elder, but a lot of people, especially people that know him and your state out there in California. I've heard from several different people saying that he's the one unknown that's out there because nobody, he doesn't have a record to run on. He's just running on his good guy record, and he's got the most name recognition of anybody in California that's in the midst.
Well, right, and of course he has such a national name, a prominence in that regard. But also at the same time, though, Captain, to be able to talk about the issues, I think he's in a very unique position. And in order to challenge Gavin Newsom point for point and statement for statement, I think it will be very, very interesting. I think a lot of sparks will fly.
Okay, now let's talk about that funny-looking blue rocket ship that went up out of Texas, Van Horn, Texas, out there in the Midland area of Texas. That's out in that area anyway, out in the desert of Texas, the far western, southwestern part of Texas. Jeff Bezos and company on board blasted into space yesterday on his rocket company's first flight with people on board, becoming the second billionaire in just over a week to ride in his own spacecraft. Now, some people are out there going, well, this is a waste of money. He could do so much better things with the money, this, that, and the other. Hey, it's his money. If he wants to blow $1 billion or whatever it costs to do this, have at it.
Well, sure, yeah. And he also took with him on the flight an 82-year-old woman from Texas who was an aviation pioneer over many, many years. And I believe now has the title of being the oldest person ever to fly into space, usurping that of John Glenn from a few years ago.
You're right.
So that's a very, very important milestone. But, yes, you know, anything that's going to continue to direct our attention to the benefits of space travel and exploration, I think, is a good thing.
Sure, and we're not going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, we're going to the moon. We know that again. We're going to Mars. We know that. And, heck, there might be people living on the moon here in the not-too-distant future. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Lots going on out there in the world we live in. If you want to call, 877-969-8600.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and the promo code to get the big money discounts that you're going to get is Captain. You go right to it. And if you want to save some money, there's a little section there on MyPillow.com called Radio Listener Specials. You go there, you click on that page, it'll open up, and you'll see some things in there with some just absolutely hot prices. Like these towels, the 6-piece towel set I've been telling you about. Now, I've already got a set, and I ordered another set. Normally, they're $109.99, but for a limited time, you can get the price, the set for the low price of $39.99, save $70 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, also, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 if you want to order over the phone. But it all starts out at the website, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. You're going to love what you see over there, so check them out. Check them out. Save a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a lot of stuff going on here, And you were going to report on something that you just had come across in front of you. What was it?
Well, Captain, we have a creepy porn lawyer update for you tonight. This is coming over just a little while ago. Evidently, Michael Avenatti, and thanks to Tucker Carlson for that amazing moniker of creepy porn lawyer, of course, he's going to be facing trial again, but this in Santa Ana, California, which is about an hour south of Los Angeles. He's going to be facing trial evidently for the charges of embezzling millions of dollars from his clients. But it gets better from there, Captain. By the way, he'll also be facing, I think, some other charges again in New York City. But it gets better. Evidently, Avenatti is expected to represent himself.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
That's never smart.
That's never smart. So here we go again.
Huh.
Yep.
So okay.
That's it. The creepy porn lawyer update.
By the way, Jeff Bezos was blasted yesterday for giving $100 million to Van Jones and his outfit that he runs. Of course, the former CNN anchor, once dubbed a communist instead of, you know, his employees, which you would have thought Bezos would have given some bonus money to his employees for what they did.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, I know that Bezos had made some statement that, you know, all the people working at Amazon helped to make all that possible, this kind of thing. But talking about a lot of money there, that's for sure.
$100 million?
Yeah.
Dropping a pan to him.
Well, to him, exactly, yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, and by the way, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. I just got a message here from Tim. Trucker Tim, and he said that he's on his way down through Atlanta, coming to Florida, didn't say where he's going. He says, I'm listening to you on 920 The Answer in Tampa, sounding good, keep up the great work. And he's from Milwaukee, and he's reminding me that his team just captured their first NBA title since 1971. Well, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think the final score, I think, was 105-98.
Okay, that's more than I knew.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, told the head of the Unilever on Tuesday that Israel will act aggressively against Ben & Jerry's, that's the ice cream company, over the subsidiary's decision to stop selling its ice cream into Israel if settlements in the West Bank and also East Jerusalem continue.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty serious stuff for a retailer to do such a thing like that, obviously. And of course, it's going to spark a pretty big backlash among people who, you know, want to eat ice cream, but at the same time don't want politics. And of course, Ben and Jerry's has no stranger to politics
now,
or political ideology.
Now, yeah. I realize Ben and Jerry's ice cream is, I don't know that I'd call it kosher, but they're Jewish owners. So I have a suggestion. Bluebell.
Mm-hmm.
Bluebell out of the Midwest.
Well, that's exactly right. But it does point up, Captain, that so much of our daily lives now is polarized by politics. You know, hey, let's have some ice cream. Well, not that ice cream, but or we don't want you to come buy our ice cream because you don't subscribe to the same political philosophy as our corporate leadership, or this kind of thing. And the division continues on. And I got to tell you, it doesn't help their causes. It actually helps those who believe that chaos and discontent actually helps their cause. And so this is something we got to watch.
Now, did you hear what happened yesterday at Rio Grande City at the Border Patrol station?
What was that?
Surprise, surprise. The Border Patrol wakes up to go out the door to go do what they're going to do, and they encountered a group of 290 migrants walking up the road to their place to turn themselves in so they could be held in America.
Wow. Well, again, what's the message coming from Vice President Kamala Harris on her recent South American trip?
It was, the border's closed.
Come. The border's closed. Don't come.
Marcus, the border's closed. Biden, the border's closed. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It seems like, you know, they're just not very good at messaging or, you know, they can get the first part right. They say don't come, but then they don't back it up with actually creating the situation where people aren't going to come. And so, again, you know, it's all part and parcel of what they're trying to make happen anyway. But yeah, that's right. I think we'll see more of this kind of stuff.
Well, they're very good at messaging to the refugees who want to get in here, the migrants. They're not good at messaging the American people who they're
right.
lying to, saying, well, we got the border closed. We've got the border closed. No, you don't. No,
right.
you don't.
Right, exactly.
No. Otherwise, you'd have the gate closed. You wouldn't open it up down there, Del Rio, so 50, 100 people at a time could come in. And by the way, we had a truckload of migrants hidden in a load of produce, 105 of them to be exact, that our governor believes were headed to Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I put a picture on Facebook last night from a friend of mine that lives down in Bradenton that showed these little U-Haul trucks
mm-hmm.
with people that were in the back of the U-Haul trucks coming in and pulling into a spot, and they were letting them out of the trucks with their backpacks and just turning them loose in all directions.
See, that's very significant.
That looked like it was, something to do with the border.
Well, sure. Well, again, you know, part of this whole issue, you know, is that there's a destabilizing factor that goes along with it, and certainly I think these Democrat Party elite types, they're definitely banking on the idea that destabilization will become greater as a result of what they're doing with the border.
And the thing of it is when you talk about the weigh stations and the inspection stations in the states, somebody said, well, how come they're not catching them at the weigh stations? Well, because those little vans don't have to pull in there.
Well, that's right. Yeah, if they're just a private truck going through, it's not hauling. It's not a DOT kind of thing. Yeah.
So
exactly.
Now that we know what's going on, I would say to every U-Haul truck I see coming down from the direction of Texas coming towards Florida, I would stop them.
And that may be what it comes to. There may be more calls for that. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I would do. I would stop them and see what's going on. But that's just too obvious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's a form of smuggling, and that's in that sense. And,
it's not a form; it is smuggling.
Well, of course, yeah. But the idea again is that it will shift from the obvious to the not so obvious. Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Well, it is what it is. By the way, the Salt Lake City mayor, and hello to our friends in Salt Lake City. City Council declared yesterday, along with the mayor, that racism is a public health hazard.
Wow. Well, of course, everybody rejects racism. I think the question becomes, how is it being politicized in order for...
Well, that's politicized right there.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Because we all reject racism. Come on, man.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It's a Wednesday morning, and we are just cruising across your overnight radio dial. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases in the U.S., according to new data from the CDC. The largest increases of cases coming in areas with lower rates of vaccination against the virus. Several recent polls show a steady amount of hesitancy to receive the vaccine, with many saying they've been unmoved by outreach efforts. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Very Well Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough infections could be another source of hesitancy against the shot.
That's where we really need to create more of a message of people understanding the importance of vaccination, but also what comes with vaccination is that there is the possibility of getting reinfected, which is a very low rate, mild infection. And what we're seeing more is that we're having more severe outcomes of a variant that is much more infectious, much more deadly among unvaccinated persons.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and there's somebody from the Atlanta, Georgia area right there, Mark Walters. He lives just north of Atlanta, hosts a great show, Armed American Radio. I'm honored to be on his program from time to time. Was on Sunday night on the round table, hour number three, and had a great time and got a lot of great positive response over that, too. So thanks very much for the comments that are being said about all of that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. Now, they are a company that's been in business for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com. It's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And while you're there, you can get a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can give you quotes for all of that. But the easiest way to get a tremendous discount is to do what's called a bundle. You bundle your motor vehicle together with the house you got, or the apartment you're renting, or the condo you've got, because they can insure all of those. And when you bundle all that together, you're going to save a bunch of money. Now, the website, again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got a question for you. You ready?
Yep.
Is the VA covering something up when they won't respond to freedom of information requests showing a lack of commitment to transparency? Like they said a little while ago, well, we're going to be the most transparent VA you've ever seen. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they're not doing any of it.
Well, yeah, I think that obviously that's why the Freedom of Information Act exists, in order to be able to make these FOIA requests. And just going back to Donald Trump was trying to make sure that the VA was doing what it was supposed to do, and he was trying to empower it to do so and clean up things. So it does beg the question, what's going on?
Yeah, very much so. Now, there was a new lawsuit launched yesterday against Facebook and the White House colluding on censorship in America.
Yeah, this is really interesting because, you know, generally the idea is looking at how Facebook has, you know, manipulated posts or censored them, banned them, what have you. But it also hinges on this thing that Jen Psaki said the other day, how the White House was working with Facebook and so forth in order to flag things that they found problems or spreading disinformation, that kind of thing, whatever it is they think disinformation is that day, evidently. So this could be a very, very important step.
Right. Now, the other thing is Republicans have filed an amicus brief defending the Second Amendment for an upcoming Supreme Court case.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, what we're seeing, of course, and this I think also has to do with Senator Cruz and other Senate Republicans doing this. Absolutely. I think there's not enough being said in terms of gun rights in this country, and these kinds of and these suits come up. And people are led to believe, you know, again, this narrative that guns are bad. But that's not what Senator Cruz and these other Senate Republicans are doing with this.
All right. Now we've got a question and a comment both from James in Clearwater. He just sent me a message. He says, Texas Democrats with positive COVID test results. Captain, doesn't this positive COVID test result by time and give cover for the Democrats, the Texas delegation in D.C., to remain there instead of returning to Texas? Well, gee, folks, we'd really like to return right now, but we just can't.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, again, in many ways, if they're testing positive, they may have to quarantine and not be able to travel in that sense.
10 days.
Yep.
But here's the deal. They're going to keep renewing the special session of the Texas legislature until they come back.
That's right. And Governor Abbott had said that they would continue renewing the special sessions until even the next election.
Yep.
If the legislators stay away for that long a period of time. And so they may end up getting voted out of office.
Now, do you know? Yeah. Now, do you know who George P. Bush is?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Who is he?
Well, he is obviously related to former President George Bush. He's also a Texas Land Commissioner.
Yeah, but whose son is he?
I'm trying to think. It's not Jeb.
It is Jeb.
It's Jeb. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, it is Jeb with his Latina mother and Jeb's wife. But George P. Bush has warned that the border crisis in Texas is not sustainable, as he has now brought a lawsuit against the Biden administration over the wall, and he's hitting the Dems for fleeing the state and telling them they need to get back or they may not have a seat to come back to. They could legislate themselves out of a seat. Did you know that?
Well, exactly. Yeah, this is big-time stuff. Yeah, and he's talking about how, again, it is not sustainable. He says it's the worst that he's ever seen. He talks about the 188,000 migrants apprehended in June, according to the reports.
Yeah, and that's only part of what's going on.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Now, we heard yesterday that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced his 5 picks to serve on the select committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot, namely Representatives Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota, Jim Banks from Indiana, who's the senior member of the group, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Troy Nels from Texas, along with Liz Cheney, who was already appointed by Nancy Pelosi, but she's not going to be in a position of leadership because she's not the senior person on the squad. I got to be careful with that one, on the team. Now, did you hear what Nancy Pelosi said?
Well, I know that she's not answering yet whether or not she's going to approve these picks, I know.
She's reserving the right for to make a decision, reserving the right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And again, you know, I think the Democrats think that this is a maneuver that they can do in order to try to gin up more kinds of controversy regarding January 6th, obviously. But at the same time, it could very well backfire on them, as most people are seeing how the narrative has changed dramatically since January 6th. And again, not right to go into the Capitol and disrupt the proceedings or fight with police on the outside or any of these kinds of things. But it may not be the political narrative, a success story that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party elite believe that they can continue to try to make it.
Well, Kevin McCarthy said his appointees were intentionally chosen to represent various views within the GOP caucus and due to experience with oversight either on past committees or their current congressional committee assignments.
Right, exactly. And so, again, and typically you want to be able to have a spectrum of viewpoints and ideas in order to investigate something. The idea is to go in and try to find out and come up with the facts of the case. But unfortunately, we're so divided and so polarized that, even if you have the ability to show A plus B equals C, somebody will come along and say, nope, you got all that wrong. This goes a different way. But that's all part of the, unfortunately, I have to say, the political game that the Democrats are playing.
Now, do you know when the hearings start?
When is that?
July 27th.
Okay.
July 27th.
So there's a small amount of time, really, for her to get this together then.
That's next Tuesday.
Yep.
She's going to have to move real quick, and so is Kevin McCarthy. If she goes, well, I don't want Jim Jordan on here. I don't want Rodney Davis on here.
Right. Well, exactly. But again, this is all done to have maximum impact, and she may simply do that on Monday, for example, in order to try to create as much controversy as possible.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the White House yesterday. The newspaper's reports were that Tom Brady stabbed President Trump in the back and his voters and this, that, and the other. I know that when you're in the devil's house, so to speak, you got to do a little bit of appeasing, and I'm pretty sure that's what went on there. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up here in Carrollton, Georgia Way, and Cowboy Logic. And, of course, when you see the star coaches, the Prevost coaches, show up with a country act coming to your town, or maybe it's a rock and roll act or something like that, yeah, it happens to be Don Newen's company. He runs those buses. Alrighty, well, the Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. Pilot and Flying J, the largest truck stop chain in the country. And become a member of the Drivers Club, or if you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. Save yourself a whole bunch of moolah. Alright? Okay, we're going to get it started here right now. We're going to kick a little butt with some old-time rock and roll.
Oh,
that's the concert there, Kyle, and that's Kid Rock, and that's Bon Jovi and his group, and that's from London is where that was played.
Very cool. Very cool. Great Bob Seger song.
Yeah. And, of course, you play Bob Seger, and, of course, the saxophonist, I didn't recognize who the saxophonist was with Bon Jovi, but this was somebody, I think it was an all-star crew that was doing all of this. That's what I think was going on. But anyway, was what it was. Okay, let me drift on over here real quick and get things started. We do have weather out there tonight. Things have changed a little bit from where they were last hour because what I'm getting right now is widespread elevated to critical fire weather conditions are expected to persist across the northwest quadrant of the U.S. over the next couple of days. And the combination of extremely dry conditions, gusty winds, and potential for isolated dry thunderstorms are elevated in those areas. And meanwhile, there's a strong cold front that's going to be moving across the northeast, which is going to bring a bunch of rain over there on top of everything else they got going, with the threat for severe to strong to severe thunderstorms. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in eastern Montana, I should say, tonight, excessive heat warning, of course, along I-90 if you're in the Billings area, U.S. Highway 2 up in the northern part of Montana as well. Fire weather watch near Helena, also into Butte and Missoula, and, of course, that means low humidity, gusty winds, and chances for fire danger persist. Air quality alert down in Boise, Idaho, along I-84, and this is going to be impacts from those wildfires that are burning, and especially fires like the Bootleg Fire, which is there in southern Oregon, just over the California border in the Fremont National Forest area, burning between Highway 97, Highway 395. And so you definitely are going to have some impacts there. Fire weather warnings persist throughout parts of Oregon, also up into northeastern Washington as well, including Spokane. We also have an air quality alert in the Fort Collins and Denver area, and also tonight in the Phoenix area as well.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at Texas first. We've got some foul weather, bad weather conditions there as far as breathing in the Metroplex area. Might be a little fog mixed in there, too. But down there along the Gulf Coast right now tonight, we've got fog just south of Houston, Corpus Christi on down that way, and down towards Brownsville. There's patchy fog all the way down to the Mexican border. Now, moving up to Missouri, I-70, Kansas City, on the Missouri side of Kansas City, you've got an area there where you've got some flood warnings because they've had a lot of rain over the past few days. So there's an area about 20 miles deep, 20 miles inland, 20 miles north, 20 miles south of I-70. So be advised of that. Now, Minnesota tonight, from Minneapolis all the way up to the Canadian border, including the line right there with Grand Forks, North Dakota, on down to Fargo, North Dakota. You've got, again, some inclement air conditions up there. Might be a little tough breathing for people with asthma and whatnot, all the way over towards Duluth. And then the southeastern corner of Missouri, of Minnesota, the same thing. Central part of Wisconsin, same thing. Looking down into Tennessee, central part of Tennessee. We've got some fog there tonight, a little bit of fog up in Kentucky, fog in the mountains there, Virginia and South Carolina, a little bit there anyway. And then the East Coast tonight, we've got some inclement air conditions there around Philadelphia, Allentown, Trenton, on down to Maryland, Baltimore, down in that area. And even the nation's capital might have a little bit of a problem there with a haze tonight. So be advised of that, and be careful out there in the highways and byways. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Okay, we're going to start out with Denise Simon, and I'm going to ask her a question and see what she thinks of all this. Okay, are you ready for the question there, Denise?
Morning. Yes.
Okay, little Dr. Fauci and Senator Rand Paul, who's a doctor himself, went back and forth at it, and it wound up being little Dr. Fauci said that they were talking about who lying and this, that, and the other, and it all started out with Paul asking a question about do you want to change your statement? And he mentioned what happens, you know, with the lying and all that. And Fauci got mad. You could see he was getting mad. And he says, well, the only one that might be lying here is you, Senator Paul. And then last night he let loose on Fox and just buried little Dr. Fauci.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, when is this going to stop? When are we going to get down to doing something? And when the hell are we going to get rid of Fauci? He's not good.
Well, the issue with what is happening there is what full role did the National Institute of Health play? We already know about the funding in exploiting this lab and what was going on there under gain of function. So that's really what Senator Rand Paul was trying to do. And so Fauci was equivocating the entire time. He knows that we've gotten access to some of the emails of Fauci, but not all of them. And so they're taking a very, very hard look at the communications, what Fauci knew, what he violated. Because remember, I think under, if for nothing else, that Obama stopped the gain of...
Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off. Okay, we got to re... there she went right there. Computer shuts us down this time of the morning when we're going to break, like we're going to break right now. I'll be right back with the news and Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on
now. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.